It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And welcome into your home for Kansas City sports. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, and Mac Morey here with you on Fesco and Dusty. Damn glad to have you on this Thursday. Can you believe it? Tomorrow is going to be Friday.
Friday, and we're gonna rest on Friday, I tell you.
We are?
Oh, God, yes.
We don't have to be here?
No, I mean, we'll work, oh. But we're not staying past 9:58 tomorrow, guys. We're probably not staying past 9:58 today, but...
Well, I have to.
Oh, you do? Why? You in trouble today?
Endorsements.
Oh, good for you.
You gotta love them, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a fun time to be alive, and then we'll be right back out at the K tonight. Okay.
I'll be at Hy-Vee later today from 11 to 1 if you want to come out and get a steak dinner over in Mission. That's where I'll be 11 to 1 today.
Is it silken dinner if you go from 11 to 1?
Well, dinner, lunch, supper, however you want to phrase it, you know? Steak day, right?
If I had the steak dinner at 12, I would have to eat the rest of the day.
Yeah, you're done. Yeah. So you can double up on your meal, right? You know, just make it a dinner and get ready for the game tonight. So come out to Hy-Vee in Mission on Mart Way. I'll be there 11 to 1, $10 steak, mashed potatoes, and green beans. Let's go.
I do think I want to bring up last night. So that's obviously the leading point, which is Royals and Yankees. Royals lose 3-2. I want to bring up some stuff that I think, I don't know if it helps. I don't know if it hurts. I honestly really don't care. Your emotions are what you choose to do with them. And last night, you know, being there with Cody and Alex and enjoying the game and seeing the fans interact with them and everybody kind of having a good time, I want to start off with saying that I was very proud of the response from people in last night's game. I think that the majority of people are starting to get it. I think people are starting to understand what the situation is, how it's going. And I think the thing that's great about last night is that yesterday, or at least last night, was we finally got to see it again. Right, 9 years without playoff baseball.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first time they were home since, I think, September 27th.
Right.
And I thought that
2+ weeks, my God.
Right. And look, yeah, the outcome wasn't what it was supposed to be, but this is one of those things where, like, yeah, they lose, but I don't think the series is over. I don't think you have to go into this game tonight thinking everybody's pressing, everybody's struggling, everybody's, you know, it's to me, it's not that. The Yankees are still the team with the most pressure. They're going to send out Gerrit Cole. The Royals are going to send out Michael Wacha. It's game four. It's in Kansas City. Every team in this series, you win, then you lose. You win, then you lose. And then next thing you know, it's, you know, here we go. 4 o'clock, or not 4 o'clock, but it's Saturday, game five in New York.
Right.
In the Bronx, and everything is great. And the best part about this is that from what I heard driving home from Vern's show, and from what I've seen on the text line, and from what I gather from people that listen and reach out to me, is everybody is still happy with what this team has accomplished. Yes, we all want more, right? And maybe we'll get that, maybe we won't. And there are certain things that have caused this team to maybe have, you know, scoring issues, right? Like I told you before the show started, Salvador Perez, Bobby Witt Jr., and Vinny Pasquantino in this series are a combined 4 for 37.
Three of those hits coming from Salvador
Perez.
Correct.
Yeah. And that's a total average of 108.
That's so not going to get it done.
I understand that a lot of people are like, Bobby Witt Jr., Bobby Witt Jr.'s got to step up. Look, I could tell you personally, being in that locker room last night, the man is understanding of what his role is and what he needs to do. Seeing his demeanor, seeing his mannerisms, the guy knows what he needs to do. He knows he's a superstar. He knows that he brings that badge of honor with this team. You don't need to question that. I can promise you that. Vinny Pasquantino, same guy. Sat there, chin up, answered questions, was great in the locker room, you know, knows what they got to do. But the other thing, too, about this game is that you get another crack at it tonight. The last time they played Gerrit Cole, they hit him hard. They hit him often. I know they were loud outs. Bobby Witt Jr. almost had a triple in New York Stadium. Aaron Judge made a great play.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal. Enjoy this tonight. Because I do think there's a very good chance they would. I know the money line will be different tonight.
Oh, yeah, they're big underdog tonight for whatever reason. Yeah.
But the thing is that eventually it breaks. And I hope that it's not next year. I hope it's tonight where things start to go your way. And you can say that there's excuses. And I totally will understand that. That's totally fine. Vinny Pasquantino hit to Volpe in the inning where Bob Costas didn't know if it was a hit or not, which I can get into him a little bit later. If that goes through, we got a tie game, maybe a winning game.
You don't know. But ultimately, you know, you're talking big picture, and that's what you should be looking at. Like, I'm not sitting here with a defeatist attitude, nor should anybody have a defeatist attitude right now. You still have another game to go at home, and you win this game, you go to a game five, and it's an elimination game, and everybody's happy. And we can sit here and bemoan, you know, Bobby Witt and Salvador Perez and Vinny Pasquantino all we want. But for two of those guys, this is their first foray onto the scene. Like, the playoff baseball is a different beast than regular season baseball. Regular season baseball is a walk in the park, you know, relax a little bit, read a book, watch the birds, watch the clouds. Playoff baseball is a sprint. The opportunity to play in the postseason is very, very limited, and you have to take advantage of that. And until you get there, you don't really know and understand what playoff baseball is all about, how one pitch, one out, one inning can turn an entire series. And so these guys are learning right now. I mean, we were spoiled, Dusty, in 14 and 15. We were spoiled with the Chiefs right away. Those things aren't normal. A lot of times you have to crawl before you can walk and walk before you can run. And in Major League Baseball, that's usually the way it goes. The Royals, you know, changed all that in 14 and 15, and that kind of became our expectation. And so even if they end up not winning this series and they end up losing tonight and the Yankees celebrate and they move on to the ALCS, Major League Baseball will be very excited. This still turns out to be a great season, but you're upset in the moment, but you're enjoying what this season was all about, you know, and what this season has been all about, what continues to be about, is that they surprised everybody. It's been a great ride that these Royals have taken us on, and they still have an opportunity tonight. Like, there should be no head hanging tonight at all. Yeah. And for me, I get back to, you can truly see the difference, though, between a quote-unquote experienced Yankee lineup versus a lineup of the Royals that features guys who aren't experienced in the postseason, and it goes back to the walks. The Yankees will not swing at a pitch that is not a strike, and we saw 9 walks again last night, and the fact that those 9 walks only turned into 3 runs for the Yankees is pretty remarkable, right? The night before, they had, 8 walks or whatever it was, and that only turned into, 1 or 2 runs, yeah, you know, for the Yankees, so they're finding ways to get out of it. But the walks are ultimately what's going to do you in. The Royals need to be a little bit more selective at the plate, like the Yankees have been. Try to work the pitcher a little bit more and try to find your way to get on base. Because, look, the offense has been an issue all year, right? And I've talked to enough people over the years in baseball, and they say what is your wart comes out in the postseason. We saw it with Bubic yesterday in the bullpen, giving up, you know, an opportunity to get a win. And we've seen the offense struggle for the most part in this series, right? And so those have been issues all season long, and now here we are on the big stage, and we're seeing some of those same issues. So it's not things that aren't fixable and changeable, but I think for the Royals tonight, I think the number one thing to do, because I think you can fluster Gerrit Cole early, and I think you can fluster Gerrit Cole quickly, is if you just start spitting on pitches and start taking pitches. Like, don't go up there with the mindset that you have to blow the game open in the first inning or in the second inning, or you have to be that guy. If you start playing individual baseball when you get up to the plate, you're going to lose this game tonight. You have to play team baseball. You have to play small ball. Hell, the Yankees were even playing small ball last night. They were trying to bunt Stanton stealing bases last night. The Royals got to get back to that small ball approach and team baseball approach. Keep that line moving and don't swing at anything that's outside of the zone, and make Gerrit Cole work and get inside of that Yankee bullpen, and then you give yourself a great opportunity to win this game.
I do think that there is some sort of situation that could be addressed, and maybe I'm in the minority here. Maybe I'm not. But I would say that maybe tonight in an elimination game is a night where maybe you give Vinny a day.
I don't mind that. I don't hate that.
I think Vinny's a great guy. I think he's good for this team. But I think in a situation like tonight, I think that he's more powerful and more impactful in the dugout than in the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I don't think that he's fully healthy. I know in the Baltimore series, he was, you know, on base at 1.3 times in a game, had a couple RBIs, had a sack, you know, whatever
it is. Right.
But right now, in this sort of series, as everything amplifies up, you've got to give guys in that lineup that give you the best chance.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the thing that you see tonight is a team with their backs against the wall, a team still playing with house money, a fan base that was absolutely rocking, 41,000 people
great
there last
crowd.
Night.
It was so much fun last
and
night.
I'm with Alex on this because he was getting a lot of complaints about this, and the text line said it too, that the crowd didn't seem loud on TV. The crowd has been dubbed down on TBS. We know this for a fact.
Right.
Like, we know that they have dubbed the crowd volume down so you can hear the broadcast. Unfortunately, you can hear Kostas more.
Boy, oh boy.
And the thing is that, like, I think in this situation, and we give you the numbers, 437, Salvador Perez is three of those four hits.
Mm-hmm.
Salvador Perez has been fine. And the thing that I think is interesting when it comes to this is that, you know, maybe it's one of those nights where, like you saw Will Smith early in the season, who was blowing saves, goes into Contreras' office, says, hey, Skip, it ain't me right now.
Right.
I'd like to see something maybe like that with Vinny Pasquantino. Hey, I'm not getting good lumber on the baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Fermin's a good DH opportunity. Put him in the lineup. Move Salvador Perez up, a guy who's got three hits in this series. I don't have anything.
Right.
You know, if you need me in a pinch hit situation, I'll get amped up, and maybe I can give you a situation where I can put the ball in the air with a guy on third.
And you know what? And the crowd would go wild, too, if Vinny comes out of the dugout in the seventh or eighth, right?
And I don't think that that's a bad look on Vinny Pasquantino. I think that he's trying like hell. I love his tenaciousness. I love his integrity. I love everything about him, his fight and everything. And I'm not trying to take a dig at Vinny Pasquantino. The guy has an injured thumb.
Mm-hmm.
The guy got back on Godspeed
right.
getting into this lineup.
He shouldn't really be playing
at
this point,
right? And where he was the most impactful was in that Washington series when he joined the team in the dugout.
Right.
And you've got to have the best case situation tonight because you are facing the elimination chamber.
You are.
You've got no excuses after tonight. And then you go to New York on Saturday if, in fact, you do win this game tonight. And then it's no holds barred. You get, you know, a hardcore match to throw all these sort of analogies. It doesn't matter. You'll see Cole Reagan. You'll see Lugo. You'll see, you know, Waka. You'll see Singer. And that's just kind of the thing that you've got to throw out there is you've got to give yourself the best case situation or the best case scenario to win the game. And to me, Vinny just looks a little off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not fatigue. It's just that hand is just not right yet.
It's not,
and you've got to have somebody in that three hole that can hit between Bobby and Sal. And then, you know, Bobby's got to make something happen.
Yeah.
That's what superstars do, and big-time players and big-time moments make big-time plays.
Well, and you know, that's kind of what we've been saying all along with Bobby Witt, and this was his moment to shine in the postseason, and he's got one hit in this series against the Yankees, and it could have turned into a run last night. You don't know, but if you're looking at the numbers, which I know the Royals do, and they play the matchups a lot, except for the Brady Singer thing last night, you brought him in for to face Aaron Judge, and Aaron Judge was hitting .417 off of Brady Singer. I'm like, oh my God, this is a Yordano moment here for Cotrera. But Brady Singer did his job. Vinny Pasquantino is 0-for-6 with two strikeouts in his career against Gerrit Cole. So to kind of back up your point with factual evidence and not just a feel evidence, which sometimes I think the feel is better than the factual evidence at times when you're talking about sports, Vinny Pasquantino is hitless against Gerrit Cole. And if you want somebody that's going to be your designated hitter tonight, Tommy Pham needs to be in the lineup. He is hitting .361 off of Gerrit Cole, and it's a big sample size as well. 13-for-36. He's got two home runs against Gerrit Cole. Tommy Pham needs to be in the lineup tonight, and I would not hesitate to have a straight switch of Vinny Pasquantino Tommy Pham for Vinny Pasquantino in that DH spot, and I would hit Tommy Pham third. I would just take Vinny Pasquantino out of that spot, put Tommy Pham in there. He's the veteran hitter tonight. He's the guy you'd like to see in that lineup. Another guy you could put in that lineup tonight that probably should get some playing time, Adam Frazier. He's hitting .357 off of Gerrit Cole, 5-for-14. So the sample size is a decent enough sample size. He should probably be in that lineup tonight. So I would think either Adam Frazier or Tommy Pham is going to be in that lineup tonight. And I would. I wouldn't hesitate not to have Vinny in that lineup tonight. It's okay. He's fighting back from this injury. He's done more than anybody's ever expected, and nobody's going to hold this against him. If he's just not ready to rock and roll out there, you have to put your best foot forward tonight, and maybe Vinny's not that option for the Royals.
No doubt. I mean, I just, you know, I don't, again, it's not a dig. It's not a shot.
It's not at all anything. It's just playing that, the numbers and seeing what's happened, you know?
Look, I tell you, and I know we got to go to break. I don't care if we're late. I'm sorry. I don't care. Here's the thing. My dad was a basketball coach, okay? There was a rule in Little League basketball. Everybody had to play a quarter. But when the fourth quarter came to it and you had to win the game, you put your best five players
out there.
In that moment, mm-hmm. You put your best five players on the court. Right now, Vinny Pasquantino is not one of your best hitters in the lineup, and he should not be hitting third if he's not 100%.
Right.
And
that's exactly right.
You're facing an elimination game.
Right.
Because guess what? The story is cool right now that he rushed back and made himself healthy and made himself available. But if you lose this game tonight and your season is over, which was a great, successful, fun season, mm-hmm. and you look at it, Vinny Pasquantino went 0-for-15, whatever in the series, where it could have been Freddie Fermin, who was there all year, who got big hits, or it could have been
Freddie
Tommy
Fermin
Pham,
has never faced Gerrit Cole in his career, which is wild. Maybe put Freddie Fermin in there, or do you put Freddie Fermin behind the plate tonight and put Salvador Perez as your designated hitter? There's a lot of mixing and matching that can happen with that lineup tonight. If I'm Q, I'm not status quo over these last couple of nights. This is an elimination game. Yep. All hands on deck. You have to do everything possible to get that victory tonight to send this thing back to New York, or otherwise you'll have a trash bag in your locker room tomorrow and you'll be putting your stuff away. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
For winter. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.